Good day, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? Tampa Bay Downs kicked off its 2025-26 stakes season for this 100-year anniversary meeting on December 6th with a pair of $125,000 stakes. The first one was the inaugural stakes, won in sterling fashion by Solitude Dude, who was a 2-year-old colt who is now undefeated and looks to have a very promising future ahead of him for trainer Safi Joseph Jr. Solitude Dude has turned in a pair of awesome performances in his short career. Won a maiden race in his first try back on November 1st at Gulfstream Park in a 6.5-furlong maiden special weights contest and bested the field by better than 9 lengths and was geared down late. And then in the inaugural stakes, just bossed the field around and won by daylight. And I don't think we've seen the best from this one yet. And I could forgive the connections if they're beginning to get some Derby fever. I don't really know where they're going to put this 2-year-old next, but I'm sure they're thinking of the 3-year-old season that's coming up pretty soon. As most horse players know, all horses have their birthday officially on New Year's Day. So Solitude Dude and all his ilk will turn 3 on New Year's Day, and then it's the 3-year-old season with the ultimate prize being the Triple Crown. And all over the country at this time of year, connections of any talented 2-year-old who is looking forward to a 3-year-old season after the first of the year have to be wondering where they're going to go. Do they have a chance to go to Louisville? A good Kentucky Derby horse can come from anywhere, even Tampa Bay Downs, and we'll see what happens in this one's future. I would hope to see him in the Sam Davis Stakes right here at Tampa on February 7th, the $250,000 contest for 3-year-olds at 1 1/16 on the main track. And the Sam Davis is a prep for the Tampa Bay Derby, which of course is the local prep for the Kentucky Derby. So perhaps Solitude Dude's future will be laid out in front of him. Perhaps not. But here is a 2-year-old with some real promise, and we'll keep an eye on him as the new year comes and the 3-year-old season progresses. 2-year-olds are a very hopeful bunch. One of the biggest races at Saratoga is called the Hopeful, because all owners and trainers have hope in their horses when they're 2 years old. A 2-year-old racehorse is much like a junior high school athlete. They've shown some promise, and everyone is anxious for their future. And then when they become 3-year-olds, they're akin to a high school athlete almost. And then when they become 4-year-olds, they're fully mature racehorses. And you can only run in the Kentucky Derby one time when you're a 3-year-old. It's for 3-year-olds only. So it's a very, very special time that's coming up this year and every year. I think much the same could be said for the winner of the Sandpiper Stakes, Sneaky Good from the barn of Brad Cox. This talented filly has a perfect 2-for-2 record. She won a maiden race October 5th at Keeneland, going 6 furlongs in a $110,000 maiden special contest, and won by over 4 lengths and drew clear, gaining on the field, and came back in Sandpiper and closed very stoutly to catch a leader that looked like he wasn't going to get caught. And Sneaky Good was very impressive, and I'm sure Brad Cox has plans for this. Brad Cox is a very able trainer and has been on the national scene for many years. And we'll see what happens with Sneaky Good. I think, as they say, she's a filly with a future. And perhaps we might even see her later on in the Columbia Stakes or something like that on a festival day. There's some really good stakes for three-year-old fillies. However, we have to remember that we have to have a dose of reality here, because many two-year-olds who start out very well with undefeated records in their first few races falter as the Triple Crown trail goes on. We have to remember that these horses are developing a lot like teenagers, and they can improve mentally and physically almost overnight. So some of the precocious ones get the early attention, but it's not a sprint, it's a marathon all the way through the Triple Crown season from right now. The next stakes races coming up on the Tampa Bay Downs stakes calendar will be on January 10th, Skyway Festival Day, featuring a trio of stakes races, including the $125,000 Wayward Lass at a mile and a 16th on the main track for fillies and mares 4 years old and up. Also, the Pasco Stakes for three-year-olds at 7 furlongs on the main track with a $125 purse. And then the Gasparilla Stakes, $125,000 purse for three-year-olds going 7 furlongs for fillies on the main track. So we have that to look forward to, racing fans, coming up. And then on the 31st of January, we have a pair of stakes on the turf, the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Stakes for four-year-olds and up, and then the Grade 3 Endeavor Stakes for four-year-olds and up, fillies and mares. So we have a lot of stakes action to look forward to in the next month. The jockey and trainer contest continue to develop. In the trainer's race, we have three conditioners tied with 4 wins apiece. Gerald Bennett, Juan Arrigata, and Juan Avila, all of them veteran trainers with very strong barns, are in a three-way dead heat right now, and they've got a lot of racing left, so we'll see how it develops as the season goes on. And then right behind them with 3 wins is Mike Simone, who's starting off very hot here at Tampa. So keep an eye on the Mike Simone barn. The jockeys race is a whole nother story. Samu Marin, last season's champion, has taken a big lead with 15 wins to his credit. In second place with 8 victories is Sammy Leon. Pablo Morales has a half a dozen. Jose Ferrer has 5. And Danny Centeno and Cipriano Gil are right close by with 4 wins apiece. But Samuel Marin seems to be the one to catch. And he's got the momentum. He's getting good mounts. And he's riding in career best form. So we'll keep an eye on the jockeys race as the season goes on. Racing fans are reminded we have 1 more week of the 3-day schedule at Tampa Bay Downs before the full 4-day-a-week schedule takes place. This week we have racing Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And beginning the week, December 17th, we have 4-day-a-week racing, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and we begin Sunday racing on Sunday, the 21st. And it stays that way every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout the rest of the season until closing day, the first weekend in May. The only exceptions to that will be Easter Sunday and Christmas Day. Also, racing fans, Tampa Bay Downs is open 7 days a week for your entertainment. You can live it up at the Downs 7 days a week. On days when there is no live racing, we have simulcast racing where you can watch and wager on some of the best racetracks in North America. We have high-limit poker in our poker room, in a great golf instruction facility, with great food and beverage service also. All of that right here at Tampa Bay Downs, 7 days a week. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races.